What's good, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Daily Money Show. It's your boy NOP. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for listening. If you're just listening to this, don't forget to click the link in the description of my podcast. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about my experience, you know, in a Nigerian police cell. And this thing is just like, the thing is really, really funny though. It was like a bittersweet experience, but so how it all happened, and I just want to raise awareness in the states like in which the police facility in Nigeria is really dilapidated, and it's an eyesore, right? I don't even wish an enemy to stay in one of those facilities. So I think the government needs to improve on their cells and prison, because, you know, I just had a first-hand real experience what these people, prisoners and inmates, go through in a correction facility. It's a correctional facility. I'm not sure we even have this kind of institution in Nigeria, you know. Things that are meant to be, you know, faced in this country and not really attended to. So, yeah, you know, there are things in life that you don't really expect, and it just happens to you, and you just say to yourself, you know, that's life. It's really funny because that day I didn't really see myself being in a police cell, and it all just happened so fast, so quickly that, you know, let's say in a snap, like just how I snapped my hands, I was in trouble. So yeah, all happened. So if you're hearing all the background noise, and I'm actually outside in a neighborhood. And what really happened was, I was going to buy some stuff for my mom in the neighborhood, and I just saw like there was a raid going on by the police force, and it seems like they were kind of assaulted. What's the right word to use? They were kind of beating up a guy, in which like I felt this was against the ethics of the Nigerian police force. So, you know, this kind of, I see a lot of videos on Instagram, like Instablog, you know, posting a lot of videos of police harassing a lot of people. And I think in other Western countries, like in the United States, you know, outside Africa, I don't think it's really a problem to actually video a police officer or record a police officer, you know, doing an arrest or something. So I was about buying bread, and I saw my other friend. He too was doing the same thing I was doing. Then he jokingly called me a blogger because I'm into podcasts and stuff. And I was like, so I went to him, I like, you know, we shook hands and we're just talking. So I was just like, bro, you know, I just started thinking very well, you know, to kind of get a good angle on it. So we're just talking, and just around the corner, I didn't realize when one of the police officers turned around and held both of us by our belts. And I was like, come on, will you get, let me kind of stage that voice. See? Come on, will you get inside the car? Will you get out? So now sabi video, ba? Now na sabi video. Now go see today. Like, that was right. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, you know, I didn't really resist arrest, you know, because I felt it was my right, you know, to video. It wasn't like I was a criminal or something. I was just only videoing an arrest. And I saw, like, it contains, like, them beating up somebody. And even a minor, I think the boy was about like 11 or 10 thereabout. He was arrested. And in my mind, I was like, before I was arrested, I was like, wow, like what could this boy do, you know, to be arrested? And it just happened like in a snap of my hand, I too was arrested and put in the back of the van. And they were all going with the sirens, wee, wee, wee. And someone who knows me was like, hey, people around there was like, he's innocent and all that shit, you know. I was just confused. I was shocked that I was arrested, you know, something I didn't really expect. So the police station was like, would I say, 2 kilometers drive from where I stay, and I was driven down in the police van to the cell. And bro, when I got there, I saw a lot of people. There are about 100 people there that were arrested. I just think it's a random arrest they do that to make money in Nigeria. And I think if this podcast should go out to a lot of people, I just want to raise awareness on what's happening in the country. The Nigerian police force do take bribe from passing people, from unsuspecting civilians and all that. And I think that's why the Nigerian army is better, is way better than the Nigerian police force. I think these are the worst institutions of law in Nigeria. And I think it's really sad that people meant to protect lives and property are the ones, you know, harassing unarmed civilians. And I just want to say that, you know, if you're listening to this from every part of the world, this is just this is just the state in Nigeria. It's gotten to like a place where we are afraid of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's not safe. Even the police that claims to be your friend could kill you one day. And I think it's caused by lack of education, because most of these people are illiterate. They are recruits, just recruits from the side of the road and all sorts of stuff. They stop you for 50 naira and you could be killed because of just 50 naira. So it's just, it goes a long way. So the main problem is these people should be educated on the ethics of policing and all that. So now this fast forward to when I was arrested. So I got to the holding area. I saw about 100 people. And I was like, damn. I told one of the police officers, I was like, mommy, please, can I call my parents and tell them that I was arrested? I was thinking the woman was reasonable, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't even pay attention to me. What they were focused on was how to extort money from us. Then I started talking. No, it's not fair. I'm a student. You can't just arrest me like that. I have people I left at home that wasn't informed of my arrest and all that, you know. In Nigeria, you don't have rights. That's just a sad thing. That's what I just realized. And the whole thing just dawned on me that this is Nigeria. This is Africa, where your rights as a citizen is not respected, except you're rich, except you know somebody. That's just the situation in Nigeria. If you're just a normal civilian, I don't think things can work out the way it is for you that is rich in the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the state. So I wasn't giving, like, I wasn't answering, and I was like, well, please, can you just answer me? So I was like, this is not fair. I was ranting, and other like people at my, like, the people were behind me, I was like, yes, tell them. Then one of the man said, we'll take you to the hardened cell. And when I look back at the hardened cell, like, they just finished fighting them. So you know all those films you watch whereby you go into like a cell and you'll be introduced with beating and all that, and that really happened right there in my presence. They were beating up a guy that just came into the cell. I was like, oh, you know, I was like, oh shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was gonna be, my ass was gonna get whipped today. You know that kind of feeling? Like, you know, it's not really funny. So my name was written down, my belt, my palms, my money was extorted from me, my phone was seized, it was put on aeroplane mode. They couldn't really reach out to me, and I was put in the cell with about 50 people. Then it dawned on me that, bro, you can be in this shit for about an hour or two. I was there for like an hour without seeing anybody, and I was like in distress. I was close to tears. Let me just say, I was close to tears, you know, because I felt my right was being trampled upon. I wasn't a criminal. I was just videoing a police arrest. And I don't know how that could be a crime. To this day, I still think about it, and I still feel like if I could find out those people and, you know, just like make a complaint to the Nigerian police headquarters and stuff. But, you know, it all still won't matter, because at the end of the day, somebody's gonna hijack that case. And, you know, Nigeria at this point is corrupt. It's corrupt. It's just a sad thing. It's just a sad truth. Nigeria at this point is really corrupt. So fast forward, I was there for 1 hour. Like, for an hour, I was begging. You know, it treated me like a criminal. Like, and the facility, if you keep an animal there, that animal is gonna die, because that place, in the cell, there was like a corner room, just like how you see in the movies, but this one is not in the movie. Like, you know, then I do watch Nigerian movies where I see people be in the cell and they're like, oh please, you know, and the families of the victim come, you know, will I say victim of the inmate come to visit them and give them food. You know, the way it is in all those Nigerian movies, that's just how it was. I feel like, oh, I'm a convict, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of vibes. So, I was there for like an hour, like what I said, the place was oozing, like, I don't know if it was a latrine, but I just covered my nose with my shirt, and I was just there, I was begging, like, let me describe the place. Do you know where pigs do stay? Yeah. Is it a style or something they call it? That was exactly how that place looked like. It's not habitable, it's dehumanizing. And trust me, if you go into a Nigerian facility for about a month, you will never come out the same. They will dehumanize you. You could even go mentally sick with the whole treatment. So I think the Nigerian government, this should be an eye-opener to people. You know, to call on the Nigerian government, these people are really suffering. There's so many innocent people in cells today for what they didn't do. They're just there because of circumstances and a lot of things. So, you know, 2 hours later, I saw my parents, I saw my name was called out, you know, and I was like, oh, I hear the sigh of relief. Then I was in the other office, and one of the guys was like, do you know, it was like, do you know what you did was a big offense? I kept on looking at him in the eye. I was like, which kind of offense? I was videoing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't kill anybody. I wasn't a thief. I was just recording you making an unlawful arrest. And he was telling me that what you did, you know, like, I just look at him with disgust. And I feel like he isn't a police officer. You know, part of the vigilante groups in Nigeria and stuff like that. I don't think he was an officer because he wasn't in uniform. It was like he would have beaten me up if he and smashed my phone if he saw me earlier. And the funniest part is I can still recognize their faces. So whoever is listening to this, if you're a police, high police officer, I would still love to follow up this case because it's really, really funny. This is how innocent citizens' rights are being trampled upon and stuff like that. So he was like, this is a big offense. Do you know that what I did, that they can't handle my case today, is a bit tomorrow? Then I saw my dad. My dad was not begging him. And that's when I look at my dad with disgust. Like, why is this man kneeling down to beg? You know, yeah, I would say because I'm not a parent, so, you know, I would feel for them, you know, for me to be arrested. So my father was like, please sir, he was kneeling down like, bro, what the fuck, now you trying to do this? No, sir, like, don't do that. Then he said, okay, I have to go back to the cell. Then he took me back to the cell, and as I was going, he gave me a slap at the back, like at the back, because I was ahead of him. And I was surprised. I looked at him with anger. I was like, bro, if I catch you out of here, I'm gonna treat you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was angry. I just looked at him, you know. So at the end of the day, I learned from my parent that it took about 5,000 naira to bail me out. And they made about over, if I'm not exaggerating, they made over 100,000 that day, because different people with unnecessary offenses, just 5,000 naira, some 3,000 naira. And the man went to my trash, deleted all my pictures, deleted that video. So the mistake I made, because I had like a vault which hides video, and that was the mistake I made. I would have videoed it with my vault and he wouldn't have seen it. So I was really pissed off that day, but you know, that's just the true fact. If you're a normal citizen in Nigeria, you don't have a right. The police is not your friend. People say police is your friend. Lie. The police is not your friend. So that's just like, you know, I would say it's part of life. And the most funniest part is that day was World Photographers Day. And come to think of it, I'm into photography. So I was arrested on World Photographers Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like now I've experienced what people go through, so I can, it gives me a kind of insight to what people, because I learned a lesson from that day, you know. It kind of motivated me to kind of go into politics of sorts, but I'm not really thinking about it, but I'm just like, these things could be corrected. These things are things that need to be looked into. Nigerian, like, law enforcement, they have a long way to go, bro. They have a very, very long way to go. It's just so shameful, man. It's just so shameful. So yeah, that's all for today. You know, if you just listen to this, you know, thank you for listening, and don't forget to share to people. You know, you could share this out to a lawyer or somebody that needs to hear my experience. You know, it's not a new thing for every Nigerian. This is what really happens every day. You know, you could be arrested for just wearing a particular clothes, and that's just what happened during the NSATs and all that. So don't forget to like, rating and stuff. Bye for now.